from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 4 o'clock. I'm Erin Vogt. Topping our report this hour, absolute tragedy in Bucks County, Pennsylvania, where a father and two adult sons were all killed by a high-speed Amtrak train. Police in Bristol say the 24-year-old son's death has been deemed a suicide, while his 31-year-old brother and their 56-year-old father died trying to save their loved one on Thursday evening just after 6 o'clock. New Jerseyans have just over a month before the federal government's deadline to have a Real ID license kicks in to travel. Starting on May 7th, Transportation Security Administration spokesperson Lisa Farbstein says travelers will need to have a Real ID compliant driver's license in order to take domestic flights.
They do not have a Real ID license. We need them to bring another form of acceptable ID, such as a passport, global entry card, something of that nature. We have the list of other acceptable IDs on the TSA website at tsa.gov.
So as she said, current passports are also acceptable for domestic flight IDs. Recently, the New Jersey Motor Vehicle Commission did create Real ID Thursdays in an effort to meet demand for people wanting to get a Real ID before the new federal deadline. And New Jersey is still in a drought situation despite the recent rain, but it is slowly improving. The latest data from the U.S. Drought Monitor shows less than 5% of the state is now in an extreme drought condition, while about three-quarters of the state are now in what's called moderate drought condition. Now the Lester Glenn Business Report. Stocks plummeted for another day as investors fear President Trump has ignited a global trade war. After the wide-scale new tariffs launched this week, China retaliated with new tariffs on U.S. goods. The Dow was down over 2,000 points to end the trading day, with the S&P 500 and NASDAQ also plunging. On Wall Street at the closing bell, the Dow was down 2,231 points at 38,314. If you're looking for a new vehicle, visit LesterGlenn.com and choose from over 2,000 vehicles. Experience the way car buying should be. Experience Lester Glenn. Hear the latest New Jersey 101.5 newscast when you want, where you want, and on demand. Go to NJ1015.com and click on demand. Should we brace for some weekend rain? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in one.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. The weekend weather forecast isn't great. Yeah, we need the rain. Lots of clouds, cool temperatures, occasional raindrops coming up. Although, most of the hours this weekend will be dry and our threat for wintry or severe weather very low. Maybe a few showers tonight, otherwise cloudy and cool. Lows dip into the upper 40s and our high tomorrow only reaching about 50. Definitely cloudy and cool. Could be an isolated shower or pocketed drizzle at any time tomorrow. Looks like Sunday will start dry, then showers return in the afternoon and evening hours. Highs on Sunday mainly in the 60s. A little cooler, 50s to the north. A little warmer, 70s potentially in southwestern New Jersey. And then Monday, drying out and cooling down. Still lots of clouds. Highs around 50 degrees. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Clinton 69, Jackson 70 degrees, Millville 72, fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.